Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Hallelujah. I've just seen that announcement here. The marriage ministry. There's a significant detail which is not there. I don't know why. Whoever wrote it, But this fellowship is not only for married people, but also for those who are what? Courting, eh? You understand, eh? Towards wedding and stuff, eh? It is for them also, amen? Amen? So you should, Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. So, you're very welcome. Thanks for braving the rain. Amen. Yeah. However, if your intention had been to be here on time, most probably you wouldn't have been hit by the rain. Most probably, if you had intended to be here on time. Amen. Because this rain began like what time? Hallelujah. But sorry, but really you don't deserve a sorry. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Once again, give a big hand clap to the worship team. Our Baptist car died, but you know, he made sure he was here before the rain because he wanted to be on time. His car died, but he still got here before the rain because he wanted to be on time. Hallelujah. Amen. And he stays very far, by the way. So the rest of you, Nadia, Antinda, Chiwatu, really, you're just lazy, Amen? You just don't take the things of God seriously, I guess you just come on Sunday because maybe you think this is a social club, so you're going to meet your buddies, And that's good, to meet your friends, but that is not the number one reason, Glory be to God. Amen. 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 You're lazy. Number two, you're what? You're not really serious about God. Glory be to God. Amen. Yeah, that's the truth, by the way. That is the what? The truth. And someone, once in a while, needs to tell you that. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good. Now, when I say that, when I tell you all those things, how you're lazy, I know now someone has a scripture for me that the Lord is my strength. You know, you know, all those, you know. Amen? But when I tell you that, you know, right now, rewards are being added onto my account. Glory be to God. Because most of the men of God around you don't want to tell you that. Either they don't want to hurt you, or they want your money, so they have to keep in your good books. You know, if it is a church which is growing and small, they don't want you to leave. You know, but for me, I'll tell you, because you're not the one who told me to begin this church. So your presence or absence doesn't what? Doesn't really what? Yeah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Last week we talked about endeavoring to enthrone Jesus, as number one in our lives. Why? Because he's God. Because he's what? Because Jesus is God. Amen. And God desires the number one position in our lives. He's the Alpha. Amen. He's the first. Amen. And we say that because he's God, therefore he's a creator. He's a creator. And he also upholds his creation by the word of his power. Amen. So if you make him number one, amen, he will create things for you. Amen. And if you keep him as the number one, he will continually uphold those things which he began. You understand? And therefore, you can't fail. Amen? Because he who has begun that good work, whatever he has placed in your life, he began it, he created it, if I should say. Amen? And if he's kept as the center of that something, then it cannot fall apart. Amen? Because he upholds all the things by the word of his power, or by his powerful word. Glory be to God. Amen? And that's essentially was the summary of all that. That's my beautiful sister. Give a big hug, huh? Yeah. Yeah. People who came late have been awarded the certificate of laziness and seriousness. Now, for what certificate does she get? Yeah? Most of you got ordinary level certificate. Why she gets advanced one? She stay glory. So the summary of that which he said was Colossians chapter 1, verse 15 to 18, which says that Jesus is the image or the invisible image or the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible. Whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things are created through him and for him. He's before all things, and in him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell. And that fullness is basically the fullness of the Godhead is dwelling in Jesus now. Glory be to God. And you're supposed to testify those dreams you had in the week so that they can encourage this.
Okay, praise the Lord. Yeah, last week, I think Tuesday, Wednesday, I had these dreams starting a nap I had afternoon, then the entire night. It was about church and what is happening in church. The first dream was a Sunday service like this, and there were very many new people. But as the word was being shared, the entire place was electrified with the presence of God and the glory of the Lord. And people were seeing visions and having speech experiences, and they were testifying. It was really an awesome thing. Then I had another one. It was a prayer meeting. Again, the same. It's glorified. We're having a great time in the Lord. Then at night, I had these small dreams. When each and every member of LAT, some I didn't know, some I knew, they were just showing up, testifying what the Lord has done in their lives. Some were financial. Some were marriage breakthroughs, starting to date. Some were different kinds of testimonies. So in Nashville, that was it. So as a church, yeah, we are in things.
Glory be to God. So, are you encouraged? We are still in the season of fulfillment of promises. Amen? That which he dreamt when people were testifying is essentially what Priscilla, I think, dreamt some time ago. Amen? Amen? The marriage anointing is still on. Sometime like 3 weeks ago, I was asking the Lord that this thing exists, you know. Then, the day when we announced the marriage ministry, that's when we put up that dream, and the person who dreamt it, was in charge, and God told me that is a sign that this marriage anointing is here to abide. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. And he dreamt when people were testifying how they are beginning to date and stuff. Amen. So the reason why I wanted that to be shared is, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen? So it's good to hear those things. But now it is not only in that area, but other things. Amen? You're going to have a testimony. Amen? Amen. Glory be to God. Some time ago, we received a blank check. Ask whatever. You remember, we sent you that by email. Amen? Now, the reason why a church like this can receive blank checks from heaven is because we are well-pleasing to the Lord. It is essentially that we are well pleasing to the Lord. You remember when Solomon offered the Lord 1,000 bands, the Lord was so pleased that in the night he appeared to him in the dream and told him, ask whatever. You understand? He told him, ask whatever. You see, that was a result of what he had done that had touched the Lord's heart. Now for us to get the same request from heaven that ask whatever, it just means we did that which Solomon did, being well-pleasing to the Lord. You know, Amen? And that's what we shall continue to do, to do our best to please the Lord. Amen? I, for one, that's what I'm trying to do. Amen? I'm not trying to please you. That's why I can give you certificates of what? Of laziness. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. And when I do that, I'm pleasing to the Lord. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. So that is what, it is up to. The reason why a month ago a dream came when it was saying that LAT is fast, it's because we are well-pleasing to the Lord. You understand? It is essentially that, well-pleasing to the Lord. Amen? And now we should never, Amen? Now those, the consequences of pleasing the Lord or rewards, they begin down here, on the earth. Amen? But even in heaven, in the millennium and ages to come, we are going to reap, the benefits of that which we are doing for the Lord. Glory be to God. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, chapter 5. Most of you by now, you know this scripture because, and it's been some time since we talked about it. But this is one of our best scriptures in LAT. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 9 and 10 says, therefore, we make it our aim, whether present or absent, to be well-pleasing to him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad. So we make it our what? Our aim, to be well-pleasing to the Lord. Amen? Now, this scripture, now, again, someone can say, but the Bible says what? in Christ, the Lord is pleased with you. That's true, Amen? But there's also this scripture also, which Amen? Just like the Lord, what? Is your what? Is your strength, But you're still what? Lazy. Glory be to God. But the Lord is the strength of my life, Glory be to God. By the way, if you don't want to be messed up, and then you become, and then people refuse to get saved, yet you're pouring scriptures out of your mouth, but people don't want to listen to you, your scriptures, get to know the totality of the word. The Bible says that the sum of thy word is truth. The sum of thy word is truth. You see, so what people do, they get some, one part of the word, and then they think that is it all. You understand? But there's also this other bit, which is supposed to balance the other. Glory be to God. Amen? Now, if you do that, you understand, your life will become a testimony. It will become desirable. And people will want to hear, that word from you. Glory be to God. So there's a scripture which talks about the Lord is my strength, why? But there's also another which talks about laziness. You understand? So find a way of merging those scriptures because they are all true. The Bible says, we are well pleasing to the Lord. You understand? In Him, in Christ, we are, he's pleased with us. But also this one where I say now, be well pleasing to him. Amen? So, we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Amen? To receive, the rewards for our good works. Glory be to God. Amen? Now, the way we are going to accumulate those rewards is essentially by putting Jesus as number one in our lives. It is that. Amen? And it is more than actually working for him or doing things for him. First of all, what you do for him must spring from him. You understand? It must originate from him. Amen? And then you should do it his way. Glory be to God. It's not about doing anything you want, any good thing that you want. Number one, you waste your time. You waste energy. And when you waste energy, you become lazy for the other important things which actually you are supposed to do. You understand? That is essentially why some of you get late on here, late on what? On Sunday. It's because Saturday you are involved in some things which are good. You understand? They are good. However, God didn't want you to be part of it. You understand? But they are good and some are in his name. You understand? So you go to sleep late, you're tired, you're spent. You understand? So you can't wake up early. Basically, you wake up lazy. Glory be to God. Amen? And then we see the manifestation of what? Of laziness. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So you're not supposed to be involved in all good things. You understand? And then it is not only the energy that you burn, but also resources, money. Then afterwards you're like, I'm broke. But God, but I gave you money and you are involved in things I didn't tell you to be involved in. And they took your money now. You know what I mean? This giving and receiving thing didn't work. But God gave you the money. Amen? But because you think you're God to everybody, everybody, everything, you're all over the place. Hence, you're what? Now, Christ has made us rich. But there's also a scripture which talks about Christians being poor. You understand? So again, the sum of thy word is what? It's truth. And you know what I mean? Not every good thing. You're just an individual. You can't be all over the place. You waste energy. You waste resources. Then, bad things happen to you there because you're out of the will of God. You're in the permissive will of God. Amen? Yeah, please, you guys learn how to take off time and rest. You understand? You don't have to be all over the place every week of the day. Papa. Why don't you just stay home and rest? You understand? Amen? You're the reason for some of these traffic jams. Some of these traffic jams shouldn't be. You understand? But your car is on the road when it is not supposed to be there. And you're driving slowly. You know what I mean? So you're supposed to be home chilling. Even if it's not home, but somewhere resting. You understand? God is not against rest. Hallelujah. God is not against what? Rest. Now, how you rest is another thing. After here service, I'm going to rest watching a football match. Some of you think Moses is so radical. He's always praying. I'm not. I'm going to watch a game. And the bad thing why it's only one game. I wish I was one up to like 9 p.m. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, exalt Jesus in your life. Whatever you do, let it be for him. Amen? Let it be for what? For him. I can frankly tell you that's why LAT is number one. We haven't been here for 2 years. Amen? But we're already now. Why? Because we have exalted Jesus. You understand? Exalted who? Now, this is why we are hungering to exalt Jesus. We are not here to impress anybody. You understand? I, for my own, I'm not here to make a name for myself. Because when you look at some of what is called fame, it is all just crap and nonsense. You understand? Those famous guys, they are more stressed than you can even imagine. You know, the burden upon them to keep up the image and what? You know it? Amen? I was telling someone once that I, for one, I'm not even a born leader. You understand? I'm not a born leader. I don't have any leading thing in my life. That's why I don't care whether people follow me or not. You understand? I'm not a born leader. You understand? So now, so what I'm here to do is just about Jesus. You understand? Who comes, who joins us his business. You understand? Amen? We are here to exalt Jesus and Jesus alone. Amen? Amen. Jesus and Jesus alone. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. You see, that's why, you know, these days I'm nice, because things have gotten much better, man. You know? Because of that spirit of worship. But I used to bug these guys. Some of you, I think, were wondering whether I'm born again. You know, However, now, the results show that I was in the spirit. You understand? Because that which I wanted now, God was like, oh, so you want it that bad? Let me send it. Let me give it to you. Man, you must love the things of God real bad, if I should say. You see, the Bible says, earnestly desire. Earnestly do what? Desire. You cannot want, you know, worship to really touch the throne of heaven. You know, and when it says, I hope. No, those things don't work. They don't work. You know, you have to be bad. Glory be to God. You know, Then anyone who is a cause of that, they just get out. You understand? Amen? Honestly, so that you can get in what you want. But if you just want to please people, being nice, you know, you just can't get it. Glory be to God. Amen. You can't do what? Yes. Amen? Now that applies for all other things. Amen? Amen? Honestly desire. Glory be to God. Amen? Honestly, what? Desire. And that desire, the reason should be Jesus. Please, keep him as the reason for everything. And now when you get that which you've honestly desired for, amen, don't walk away from him. Now, there's a scripture. He will never leave me nor forsake me, you know. But you can walk away from me, but you're still going to go to heaven. But then you don't have that, you know, closeness with him. You no longer have his plans for your life. Amen? But you're going to heaven because you trusted in him for salvation. But every other thing about you, it is just your plans. Your plans and purposes and pursuits. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. There's something I read from The Final Quest. Has anyone read The Final Quest? If you've read The Final Quest, put up your hand. If you have read, Patricia, please put down your hand. You have never completed that book. You must be right now like on page 9. Yeah, now, if you haven't read that book, please get it. There's a free copy all over the place. Talk to Joseph. He will send it to you. Amen. God told me months ago, he told me that if you want to be great in heaven, he told me if you want to be great in heaven, master that book. That one book. He told me master it. If you want to be great in heaven. The reason why we are number one in this country right now is because I'm endeavoring to master the final quest. Amen? Please, Now, don't say you read it once. I've read that book since, I guess, 1999 when I first got to know about it. 1999. Amen? The other month I read it last month. You know, I've read that book. I read it, I was like, I've never seen this. Then I'm like, oh, I need now to style up here. And usually, styling up, you know, in something means coming to mess you guys up. Hallelujah. Amen? But I read something there in that book. I don't know if Joseph has it, which says you can only do his work when you are doing it with him and not just for him. Then he says that only the spirit can beget that which is spirit. If you're yoked with him, you will do nothing for the sake of politics or history. This nonsense of history makers, and to make history what? You know, you should make history, leave a mark on this, But that stuff is nonsense. You're not living to make history. You should live for Jesus. Those things sound great, but they are very demonic. You know, call a history what? You make it your goal to make history. You know, then we shall meet in heaven. So he says, anything you do because of political pressures or opportunities will only lead you to the end of your true ministry. The things that are done for the sake of trying to make history will at best doom your accomplishments to history, and you will fail to impact eternity. If you do not live what you preach to others, you disqualify yourself from the high calling of God, just as we did. Now, just to pause a bit here, I am the financial prosperity overseer of this nation. Amen? Because I'm not a hypocrite. Preaching what I don't what? Practice. Actually, you know, there's a dream, which we had, where the literal interpretation of it, the literal interpretation of it is or was, I am the financial prosperity president of this nation. You remember that dream when I was dressed up in Museveni's suit and shoes and necktie and shirt, everything? The literal interpretation of that was financial prosperity president of Uganda. Glory be to God. Amen. I'm not bragging. I'm just telling you what, you know, who I am in Christ. Then later I'll tell you who Jesus is in me. Amen. Glory be to God. But I'm not a hypocrite. Amen. Rachel right now is devising some means of making me not get hold of what church money. She's, you understand? But if she succeeds in that plan, I'll suck her. Glory be to God. Because I realized, by the way, the things we I realized that as a pastor, you need to have, I think, access to all resources of the ministry. Because there are always opportunities to give, you understand? Patricia is in hospital now. You're thinking I should drive there and see her. But then I can't go there empty-handed. You understand? And then I can't give her 20K financial president of the what? Of the nation. Meanwhile, Rachel is sitting on some monies, which are not doing anything. Just being kept because well, one day we might do this. Nonsense. Okay, not really nonsense, but I mean, right now there's an opportunity to do good. You guys, amen, whichever churches you join one day, don't try to be stupid. You know, to make sure your pastor or what, they have what? Access to. Because we are a man. someone comes and says hi to you, then you just feel, you know, like if I had a 50K ride, you know, eh? You know, just thoughts just come. Now, if you have your shoe, you know, eh? Glory be to God. Eh? And for me, that's how I think. Eh? That's how I think. When the church grows large and what, we shall see how to what. But right now, when we are small and what, eh? It's not $1 billion, you know. You're giving away, you know. Eh? Hallelujah. So it says, so Rick Joyner was told that I will tell you what will keep you on the path of life. Love the Savior and seek his glory alone. Amen? Love the Savior and keep his glory alone. Everything that you do to exalt yourself will one day bring you the most terrible humiliation on that judgment day. You still get into heaven, eh? But you'll be like, you know, eh? I wish I'd lived better. Amen? So love the Savior and do everything for his sake. Eh? Amen? To expand his kingdom. Eh? Amen? And live for what is recorded in heaven. Eh? Care nothing for what is recorded on earth. Those things of history makers. You understand? Eh? Make history, but let it be a consequence of you are pursuing Jesus. Eh? You understand? And somehow people write about you. Glory be to God. Amen? You're there, history makers. You want, by the time you leave, you want Uganda to what to say, here lived a man, blah, blah, blah. You know, eh? Please don't live for that. It sounds great, eh? But when you put it in the picture of eternity, eh? She's actually demonic. You know, eh? It is what? Don't do that, eh? Glory be to God. You want to make history as the best doctor, as the best of our world. Eh? You want to make history. Eh? You be the best doctor because you want to take care of Jesus' people. You understand? Then they will say, they have lived a guy. You understand? They might not know the reason why you are the best. Eh? Amen? But heaven, you know, has it. Amen? Whatever you do, eh? Amen? Do it for Jesus. And for Jesus alone. We have said these things over and over in this church. Eh? Amen? So it is not news. Eh? And, eh? But once in a while, somehow God wants us to be reminded of these things. Keep the brethren in remembrance of these things. Eh? Paul told Timothy. Glory to God. Amen? There is a scripture which years ago, I was working in Kanungwe in Kihihi. Man, that place was beautiful. Eh? Somehow, I don't know if I will ever get an opportunity to live there again. Eh? No? When I was doing that trial, eh? The clinical research thing, man, that place was wonderful. Eh? Anyway, one day, I was praying. I knelt down on, you know, beside my bed, eh? And I was praying. Then, as I prayed, I was reading a scripture, eh? Isaiah 28. Eh? Then I came a scripture in Isaiah 28, which made me cry. You understand? Eh? I'm not like, you know, I don't really cry a lot eh? For no reason why. Eh? But it's good to cry for the Lord, those things. Eh? But me, I don't usually do it. Eh? Amen? When I do, it's really God and not just conjuring up emotions. Eh? It is really God. Eh? So I came across the scripture, Isaiah 28, verse 6. In KJV, Isaiah 26, actually, verse 8. It says, yes, in the way of your judgments, O Lord, we have waited for you. Then now, this is the bit I love, eh? Part B. It says, the desire of our soul is for your name and the remembrance of you. Amen? It says, the desire of our soul is for your name and for the remembrance of thee, KJV. Sounds better, eh? For the remembrance of thee. Now, if you don't know what this means, eh? Read it in NIV. Eh? In NIV, what does it say? In NIV, it says, yes, Lord, walking in the way of your laws, we wait for you. Then it says, your name and renown are the desire of our hearts. You understand? Eh? Your name and renown are the desire of our hearts. Man, I read the scripture, I was kneeling, praying. Man, this scripture brought me to tears. I remember that experience so well. And that time I said, this will be the reason why I live. Your name and renown are the desire of our souls. May this be your prayer every day. His name, not your name, not your family name, not your country's name, not your organization's name, not your church's name, not for the name of your best man of God, best woman of God. Amen? His name and renown should be the desire of your soul. Amen? Seeking to magnify it. You understand? Amen? His name and renown should be the desire of your soul. Glory be to God. Amen? Please live for that. Live for that. Don't live for your friend. Be the best you can for your friend. But there are some times where instructions will come. Amen? And you realize they're not going to do your friend good. Amen? You understand? And now you have to choose. You have to choose whose name you're going to exalt. Amen? Now when that time comes and you need to choose, make sure you choose well. Amen? May his name and renown be the desire of your soul. The remembrance of thee. The remembrance of him. Glory be to God. Now again, when you do this, you can never fail in life. Trials will come. Actually, more trials might even come because of this. You understand? More trials than for an ordinary person. Because the devil hates anyone who gets a revelation of this. You understand? Now, more trials might come. And then people who are stupid will begin to think that something's wrong with you. But yet, actually, man, you're the best thing that has ever happened according to God. And the enemy is just against you. You see, Jesus wasn't the opposition that came against him. Were not from the demons, the simple things. They were from the devil himself. Because of who he is, what he had come to do. Amen? Amen? Amen. So trials, sometimes they actually mean that actually you're doing very well. Very well. And then when you pass them, God is pleased. Then say, now you send another, because God say, she can handle, well trained. But if you're all the time winning certificates of laziness, really, you understand? Most of the bad that will be happening to you will be just because of your what? They are not trials. They are just, you missed a train because you are late for it. Then say you're being tried. No, you are just what? Lazy. You walk out, you missed a train. So don't say you're what? You're being tried. No, you're not being tried. Amen? Some of these things when people say, what, Mukama? And get this. No. When you investigate well, it is not Mukama. Amen? It is not Mukama. It is people's stupidity. Amen? And you people are trying to help them. Until you address that stupidity, you're going nowhere. You understand? You're not going to accomplish anything. Amen? Glory to God. Amen? So, Jesus as the center of our lives. Amen? Now, what you do for him, obviously, springs from the heart. So that means that you have to guard your heart. Amen? That's what Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23 says. It says, guard your heart. Guard your heart or keep your heart with all diligence. For out of it springs the issues of life. Amen? Whatever you're going to do for the Lord is going to come from your heart. You can't do anything that is not in your heart for the Lord. Hmm? You understand? Now that's why you have to jealously guard your heart for the things, life that is going to be a blessing to heaven is springing from that heart. Hmm? So guarding your heart sometimes would mean, man, leaving some people, you know, because they are polluting your heart. Amen? Now, someone has a scripture how we've been perfected, our spirits are perfect. Now, notice this scripture is not talking about the spirit. It's talking about the heart. And I know some of you, your best men of God have told you that the heart is the spirit. They are wrong. Amen? They are what? Wrong. Yeah, every man of God doesn't know it all. And some of you need a revelation of that. Then you'll be able to what? every person. There's a guy I read years ago. You know, for him, he was very honest. But I'm better than him. Because he said he was going to preach one time, told people, very good guy, honest chap. He told people that what I'm going to tell you today, he told them, I believe that 80% of it is true. Amen. But 20% of it might be what? Wrong. You know, now for me, I'm not like, for me, everything I'm telling you today is 100% true. Amen. I'm being humble to tell you that. Even him, he was humble in his what? You know, Yeah, but where are we? Anyway, what were you talking about? What? Guard your heart. Yeah, but there was something else after that. But anyway, guard your heart. The heart is not the spirit. Sometimes it means the spirit in the scripture based on the context, but not always. So this is not talking about the spirit. Amen? But anyway, guard your heart, for out of it spring the issues of life. These are things you've had since you got born again in Mary Hill. So it is not news. You know, guard your heart. Amen? Guard your heart. One of the ways to guard your heart is to block some people on what? On WhatsApp. Now, this is good preaching. Amen? One of the ways is actually not even getting on WhatsApp at all. Like these two guys, they are disobeying God, refusing to get on WhatsApp. Amen? But that's one of the ways. Don't get on there. Number two, block what? Some chaps. There's a guy born again. He's actually prophetic, what? A nice guy. But he used to send, you know those groups you send to everybody? So I wrote to this guy once. I was like, you know, I'm very busy. Please stop sending me these group things. Or unless you really feel it is a message for me. You know, I told him, I mean well, but I can't read all these things. Not only reading, but those things cost money. Because everything you download, it's money. Data is money. So I told, I wrote to the guy. I know he was going to feel bad, but I wrote him, please, don't send it. I've been told. Unless you really feel, you know. So the guy said, thanks, man. I guess he took it well. Months later, why he forgot, I don't know. Things began coming back again. I was like, now, God, what do I do? You understand? You know, now I didn't need a scripture. I just blocked. You know, so I don't know what the guy thinks about me. I think he's wondering whether I'm a man of God. You understand? Whether I'm what? I blocked. Because I told you, please, don't send me. Now, there are things I want to receive. And my sister knows them. I really want to receive it because they make me laugh. They're joyful. You know? And then some, you know, I love them. There's one I saw which was sent to me like a few weeks ago. Some pic where there was a card on its fours. You saw it? There was a card on its fours. And it was talking to this baby who was crawling, beginning to crawl. And the cat was telling the baby that the day you begin walking on your toes, they will send you to school. Then the card said, the baby was like something like, really, what, you know? Then the card said, that is why for me. And the baby was real, are you sure? And who see the kid was like, I will never. You know, eh? Anyway, that was to make a point that I'm not against those things. You're gonna, and brother, you guys, if you have my number, send me those things. Send me, amen. But if I tell you to tone down, please tone down. But otherwise, send, please. I have money for data. So my problem is not what? Money for data. I am the financial president of this country. Glory be to God. But when I write to you and tell you, you know, amen, and then, yeah, please don't send me vulgar, you know what I mean, some funny jokes, then things which are talking evil about people who are innocent. You're just spreading around rumors. Now, there's a thing that is going around about, Benny Hinn about dreamt about, you know, I don't know where it's true, but people are sending it to each other like it's true. That he dreamt about when he wasn't going to go to heaven, he reached heaven's gates, so that. No, that's crap. I don't think it's true. Because it's against scripture. The Bible says we are saved by grace and not by works. But the thing is going around saying that he wasn't going to go to heaven because he hadn't done God's work well. You know, now such rubbish, then you're saying it. You know, just think about what you're doing to somebody. This is why for me, I can't work for a newspaper. To be writing things about people. Because the whole idea, even if Paul stole money, used to be money. Now the whole idea of me now being the one who's supposed to update the public every day. You know, now I'm thinking about Paul's wife. What is she going through? She was innocent. The kids in Kitande Primary School, No, you therefore you're excited, man. More info has come out today. Now, sometimes those things have to be reported, but I don't want to be the one to report them. I don't. I'm thinking about the kids, man. The kids, how they're being tormented at school. Their dad played $1 billion. It may be true, but I don't want to be the one to do that. Now, you are there, you haven't confirmed that stuff, and you're the one who's what? Sending. Please don't do that. Amen? But anyway, the point has been made. Guard your heart, for out of it springs the what? The issues of life. Amen? Amen? I have essentially told you that which the Lord wanted you to hear today. Amen? Understand 2 Corinthians chapter 9, chapter 5, verse 9 and 10, that there's coming a day when we shall be rewarded for the works that we have done. Amen? And some of that rewarding begins here on earth. Amen? LAT, this far, has been rewarded, you know, by God saying, you know, we've been honored by God. But that dream of we are the first, it came after the honor, you know, the process. So in itself, God was honoring us by saying us, you know, you're the best. Amen. And then the spirit of worship coming to the child, then God giving us blank checks. Ask whatever. That thing was so powerful that John had it. John had that dream. Priscilla also had that dream the same day, Sunday morning, before coming to church. Amen. You remember the dream, Put it up, LAT being washed from heaven, you know, which Priscilla, you know, Priscilla's dad, you know, passed away years ago, but, you know, she appeared to him in a dream and told him that, you know, I am always watching you, you know, on Pastor Moses' tab. You understand? Meaning that the saints on Sunday, they zoom in here. You understand? And I think since then, Priscilla has never cut a Sunday service. You understand? Because my, you know, the dad, eh, is what, you know, eh, is glory be to God. Amen? Why is that happening this year? Because we are well-pleasing to the Lord. Amen? Now, these dreams of people testifying, testimony, things, you know, are happening. It's because we are well-pleasing to them. So, rewards begin here. Amen? And ultimately, in heaven and in the ages to come. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. So, do everything for the Lord. Amen? However, realize that you can't do anything for him except you are yoked with him. You're communing with him. Because if you're not communing with him, how are you going to know what to do? It is all going to come from WhatsApp, from your friends. You're just following the masses. Where the masses go, that's where you go. Well, you know, you're just being led by what masses? Led by the flesh. But if you're yoked with him, amen, then you'll be able to know what needs to be done and how it is supposed to what? To be done. Glory be to God. Have you been blessed?
Yes.
Yeah. This man right now is not, you know, his rewards are not very well. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I've told him over and over to discern when a sermon is brought to a conclusion. But the sermons are so powerful that it's just, you know. Hallelujah. So, Father, we thank you. This is so... Okay, now we're going to worship the Lord. We're going to do him a great job as we see what to do. Okay. My heart leans. Father, I thank you. I thank you in the name of Jesus for you begin a new phase in her life, a new phase, and it's going to look like she begins to live once again. For she's going to experience that which will be termed as a new life. A new life in the name of Jesus. A new life comes your way. A new life. For the old is gone. The old is being wiped away. And now a new life begins. A new season. A new season where things, you describe them as heaven on earth. For that which is coming to you is of the Spirit. It is of God. You haven't seen anything yet before, says my Spirit. For I overwhelm you with my goodness. I overwhelm you with abundance. And you will see you being favored and you being chosen. You being picked out and you being exalted and saying you're the one that has been desired. And you see great increases in your finances because of that one thing that begins. Father, I thank you for she's immovable. No one can get her from her place. No one can get her from the position that you established for her. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, that which you gave her is hers and hers alone, and it cannot be taken away from her. We are, you are all glory.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.